Hello, this is Devin Miles, and I would like to thank you for taking a moment to listen to this value presentation on why the Acme Board of Trustees should seriously consider investing in online education. This podcast is a supplement to the animated presentation that would be sent to you as well. We understand that this is new territory for the institution, but we feel that after this presentation, you'll agree that the investment is an important idea. During this presentation, we highlight the benefits and opportunities that online education can have for campus stakeholders. This presentation will discuss the challenges associated with developing an online educational program, and we will show the potential cost-saving aspects of online education. We also provide an example of another higher education institution that has seen tremendous growth due to their investment in online learning. We'll end our presentation with an overarching structure and cost projections to implement online education at Acme University. Online learning has seen a tremendous growth over the last few years. In 2015, there were almost 6 million students enrolled in distance or online education at degree-granting colleges and universities. As of 2016, nearly 1 out of every 10 college students complete their entire degree online. With these staggering numbers, it's easy to see that online education is a trend that is not just a flash in the pan. While the number of students completing degrees online is impressive, there are other very tangible reasons why Acme should begin to develop an online educational program. There is significant economic value. First, done well, online courses can be cheaper to run and develop than compared to the development of traditional courses by tenure-track professors and can require less enrollment to cover the entire cost of the course. Studies have shown that as educational technology improves, the ability of online learning to bend the cost curve down goes up at least a little bit. The studies have also shown that lower costs are associated with some versions of online learning with similar student outcomes. Not only does it appear that the costs can go down for institutions in direct development, facilities expenditures, and the like, but the price can go down for students as well. Tuition for online students at public universities has been dropping over the last few years. Beyond tuition expenses, online students often have fewer incidental costs such as on-campus room and board, textbooks, and parking and transportation costs. Due to the ability to increase student and faculty ratios and lower facilities expenditures, online education has recently proven to reduce overhead per student taught. Online learning can also provide students with more flexibility, movability, and the removal of time and distance issues. While these cost reductions are essential, we also think it's imperative to point out the struggles and challenges that can be associated with online education. As is true with most things in life, there are two sides to every issue. One of the challenges that Acme would have to deal with is the potential for decreased student outcomes in both learning and personal development. While some studies have shown equal or even better learning outcomes for online or blended courses, other reports have shown the opposite to be true. According to some reports, completely online learning has often negatively impacted already disadvantaged students and doesn't always manifest the cost saving that other studies report. Issues with student group cohesion and class participation can be an issue with online learning platforms. There would, of course, be increased initial investment to get online courses up and running and associated costs for maintaining and updating online courses. These costs include investments in hardware, software, infrastructure, and content personnel. There would also be a need to move some of the institution's student services and academic support online, which would take time and training. Acme would have to work very closely with our accrediting body to ensure that any changes in education delivery will be approved, as it's not a guarantee. While there are mixed results on the benefits and challenges of online learning, there are many recent examples of online learning improving the financial footing of academic institutions. One prime example of this is Southern New Hampshire University, or SNHU. This once struggling small institution has exploded onto the national scene due to their adoption of online learning. Recently, the U.S. News & World Report named them the most innovative school in the North, and many publications have highlighted their innovation and growth. SNHU has been able to offer their students a complete bachelor's degree for under $40,000, and they projected to hit the $1 billion mark in value soon due to their online enrollment. We feel that Acme should seriously consider modeling our online learning programs on SNHU to be able to achieve a portion of their growth in the online student market, which is not going away anytime soon. I want to end this presentation with a high-level proposal on how Acme University can begin to implement a new online learning program. While we are major proponents of online learning, we also understand that we need to walk before we run. We are suggesting that Acme fund a pilot program where we develop a few online courses as a way to determine future costs, training and development needs of faculty, student training, and tuition levels. Cost estimates for online course development vary. One e-learning company put the cost between approximately $9,000 to $28,000 with an average price of roughly $18,000. College in Florida put the initial cost at approximately $52,000 with an annual upkeep of $7,500. Each school will be different depending on the institution size, in-house expertise, market share, and desired level of online course sophistication. Determining tuition levels and breaking enrollment will also vary given the fact that many institutions claim that they often charge students similar tuition to what they charge for face-to-face instruction. We suggest that we convert popular or required courses to distance or blended education to ensure that sufficient enrollment is achieved to cover the cost. For our pilot program, we suggest we develop three courses and budget approximately $50,000 for each course plus another $6,000 for a three-year cycle. The total initial investment would come to approximately $204,000. This pilot will allow Acme to determine if, over time, online learning can ultimately reduce costs by increasing faculty-to-student ratios and facilities costs and helping improve student learning outcomes and lower costs for each course. With that, I would thank you for your time and consideration. Please let us know if you have any additional questions.